Welcome, dear sir.
Thank you.
I know you've just come from a record session.
Right.
We can't really talk about the album, can we?
No, we can. It's a Partridge Family album.
It's a Partridge Family. But you've just done your first single.
Right, on my own. David Cassidy without the Partridge Family.
And Shirley Jones is not in that.
Who?
I see.
She's not. She's,
Does she know that yet?
Yes, she does. Now, you've just come back, and I really have been asking.
Many of the questions, I promise you, that I'm about to lay on young David here, we've not talked about
right.
this, so they're really kind of off the top of my head, even though they're on cards on the side there.
No, it's true.
You have just come back from a concert, I call it a concert.
Right.
At the Garden State
Art Center.
Art Center.
Right, yeah.
And you, according to Variety, broke all records. Do you like performing live as opposed to television, you know, as you do in the Partridge Family?
Yeah, I think it's much more stimulating, you know, as when you're working on a television series, it's just a camera. And you don't get the audience kind of...
And you also have to do voiceover. I mean, you have to match... in other words, you pre-record a song and then you have to match it as
right.
you do on the show.
Right. We just... we lip-sync.
Yeah.
To the records and so on.
Do you get nervous when you... Do you get nervous not in anticipation of going on, but do you get nervous when you're out on the stage?
Like right now? No, right before I go on, I start humming and I start walking and...
You don't think you're going to make
it? Snapping my fingers, yeah, and going, I wonder if I can hit that. Yeah, but when you get out there, it's like all of a sudden, you know, it all kind of
comes together,
right?
Is it, do you think, because you know that essentially most of the audience is kind of in your contemporary world, or... Or do you feel easy with an older crowd, like my crowd? There's still an age group there.
Yeah. No, I think it puts me at ease, you know. I think it puts me at ease, too.
To know that
there are people out there who really, yeah.
They're aware and they dig the same.
Right, and they're enthusiastic about me, you know. I mean, that's important, I think, for a performer.
Is it tough for you now, for instance, this is your second season with the show, is it tough for you now... To be playing, you are 16. Nobody ever grows up.
17 this year.
Oh, they've given you a birthday?
Oh, yeah. It's,
But usually people don't
grow up. Growing up with the Partridge Family.
Is it tough for you playing and thinking 17 again? You're now, we can say it out loud, you're 21.
Right.
I don't know why I said it.
It is difficult for me. I tell you, it's, the kind of show it is, it's a situation comedy. It's very kind of, you know, fast and surface, you know, so that...
I don't have time to delve
right.
or dig.
You don't get... Right, exactly. And
and you really show kind of one
right,
side of you.
Kind of, you know, always, while you're on that half hour, you know, it's zinging them in. So, it's kind of frustrating. I would like to do something that I could perhaps show something
You
more.
Mean to balance it?
Yeah, you know, like a, I don't know, I can't think of anything specific.
Fugitive?
Right. No, I was thinking one of the lines of Annie Griffin or something.
Annie Griffin?
No, I wouldn't know that.
You and I really haven't had a long chat.
No, I was only kidding. I would really like to do something that's completely opposite of what I'm doing on the show, because it's...
You mean although, heavily dramatic?
I don't really know exactly. Something... other than what I'm doing, rather than, you know, being a nice kind of, you know...
Well, you are a nice fellow. Let me ask you something. You have, you know, you've... Having come from New Jersey, you came from the East, and you came out here, and the influences of the kids out here, now that you've made it in your world...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the friends that you've gathered along the way, have they kind of split out on you now and cut away from you because you've more or less gone establishment?
No. Acquaintances. My friends have become and have stayed my friends.
You've kept the same friends?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can't think of any I've made since I've been doing this, which I don't know if it's a reflection of
your
business or me, or I don't know. I think I'm rather cautious now because, you know, I suppose it looks attractive, you know, to be in the shoes.
The hub of it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think no matter, you know, whether it's me or you or anyone else, you know, if there's a gloss that goes along with it, and
you find yourself kind of
yourself kind of pushing people away and going, well, why is he liking me, or why is he coming on to me like that, you know?
I was just thinking the same thing, because there's a gentleman over there holding a card, and I'm saying, why is he coming on like that? He wants me to come on and say, we have a lovely break here, and his lovely Anita Bryant with a message from the Florida orange growers. And we'll be back to your tree in a minute. With a tune, melody.
I brought my dance shoes.
Did you? They're perfect for you.
I'd like to ask you one bold question.
Okay.
Do you think it hurt you coming from divorced parents?
Didn't plan on that, right?
No,
there?
I wasn't planning on that one. Did I think it hurt me? Yes, it hurt me. Inasmuch as I don't think I was around you as much as I would have liked to have been, or I think should have been, perhaps. I think anyone who comes from a broken home has to suffer to some degree. I don't know. It's difficult for me to be objective about me.
About you.
Right, you know.
Do you think in some way it must have been a catalytic force and a kind of a drive to get you to kind of balance it by wanting to be in show business? Because I was away all the time. Do you think maybe that was one of the reasons why you wanted to come into show business?
No, I think because when you and my mother were married, she used to take me all the time to see you, and just seeing you up there, I think...
You transferred?
Yeah, I think that every child kind of emulates his father, you know, wants to be in some way like that, because that's the father image, you know, and I suppose without, you know, consciously knowing it, you have a definite effect on me.
I just thought I'd tell you that I love you.
Oh, I need that.
How'd you like to sing a song with an old-timer? I'll get him. He's backstage. Would you start?
Certainly.
You need your guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you turn it up? We'll soon find out.
I will.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. Down the mountainside, the summer's gone, and all the roses falling. It's you, must go, and I must buy. But come ye back when the summer's in the meadow.
Reading the cards.
Oh, when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in the sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
When ye come, and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, and I'll be there for thee. And I shall hear those soft you tread above me, and on my cheer.